You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
His foot's just...
Come on.
This jaw, like, moving around.
Mariah, have you ever tried that?
What?
Adderall?
No.
You can tell when it's somebody's first time taking Adderall and their jaw is just, like, unhinged. Just moving around.
My doctor prescribed me that, thinking it would help my... Just whatever I have going on, I don't even know.
Your TMJ?
No, my...
Your brain.
Oh, your brain.
My panic attacks. It was something... They're like, try this before we prescribe you Lexapro.
I remember this,
and I did it, and literally only one thing changed. I was smoking more. That's all it did.
It does make all nicotine.
I wasn't focused on anything.
You were focused on the pump.
I wasn't getting more work done. It literally... There was nothing positive that provided me, except for just... terrible.
Mixing it with drinking is the worst combo.
Oh yeah, because then you feel like you're not drunk at all.
And then have another. You can until you can't.
Yeah.
And then like 20 drinks in, you're...
Do you have a come down from that?
It's so bad. Do not do that.
Well, I mean, you were taking it in a different way, really, when you were doing it.
Was I?
Yeah.
Huh. You definitely crash on Adderall. I think it's like worse than an energy drink.
You've grown so much. I'm so proud of you, Heath.
Life is crazy.
What are we, a year and a month sober now?
A year and three?
Attaboy. Do you remember the exact date?
Yeah. It was the last day of Coachella at the guest house.
Okay.
I had a happy hour and I was like, all right.
You're done. Last one.
Wow.
How many years since smoking?
Yeah, cigarettes has been what? 5 years?
Damn.
I think it's longer than 5 years.
Because maybe six.
COVID's been what? Four?
Two?
Two
and a half?
COVID was 4 years.
4 years?
No.
COVID-19.
Yeah, no, it was 2020.
Think of it like at its, like where it was like bad. I would say
no,
2 years.
No, I'm thinking of COVID because he quit years before COVID.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's 2024. The peak was
2020,
like March, April.
Yeah, so I would say 2.5 years.
Like 4 years.
That's 4 fucking years.
That man's mad.
But 2024 is now. COVID hasn't happened since 2022.
I guess there were like waves of it, but no, like when I think of like COVID, I think of like true lockdown 2020.
Yeah. That's how I think.
That's how I think of it.
Okay, well.
What a different time.
Today I'm getting it right after this. I'm glad we started now because my tattoo appointment is it.
You're getting a tattoo today?
Yeah.
Ask him what he's getting.
What are you getting?
I don't know.
Wait, you just penciled in an appointment to get a tattoo completely sober for fun on a Thursday.
No. We both agreed August 18th, which is in a month. But he texted me yesterday and goes, hey, we still good for tomorrow? I was like, it's not till August 18th, not July 18th. And he's like, oh, damn, okay. All right, we'll just do August 18th. I was like, well, since you have it booked already for me, just come tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Because I wanted it done earlier. I didn't want it done.
What time's the appointment?
We'll be fine. He has to set up and everything.
He's coming here.
You have no idea what you want to get, though.
Do you want something
No, you don't
big
have to give. You
small?
Don't have to figure it out until, like, we do it the day of. So he's so good. you figure out the day of, he draws it up and gets it tattooed on you all in one day.
But do you have like anything in mind? Like, are you
Oh yeah. It's going to be Game of Thrones, House of Dragon related.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Are you covering up a tattoo you already have, or are you picking a fresh
spot? I need to cover tattoos that I have already. You should be happy for me. You know how much I love this show. If I want to get it tattooed on me, what's the problem with that?
That would be awesome if you did that.
Good.
Okay.
Are you? God forbid the show gets into a scandal.
Here we go.
Whether it gets into a scandal or not, like, I just love it. It's something that I feel like I think about a lot.
Obviously, you know, like, the theme, you want it to be that related. It's but not you, are you be, like envisioning not, like a dragon or
it's going to be details from that. So it's not going to be like half of the dragon. Boom.
Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah, it's like it's going to be details that remind me of the show, if that makes sense.
You know how Heath is removing his Kremota do you have Kremota or you have dragon?
I have dragon.
Oh, I was going to say, if you had dragon, since he's already getting rid of his, you should cover it with a dragon.
Or should we get house up? Or
a dragon in a house.
Yeah.
Oh, a little house, and the chimney smoke is a dragon coming.
People are going to be like, is that dragon tails?
I'm like, I want it like a little animated, and it just looks away. So let's make it purple.
Holding the egg.
Yeah, let's make this a double-headed dragon.
Both your knees, they're like kissing dragons.
But yeah, I'm getting, I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to look sick.
Should we run that intro?
No.
Matt, you know what? We're going to make the intro 45 minutes now. Because of
okay.
Okay. Like a teacher when the bell rings. The bell doesn't dismiss you, I do. Shut up, bitch. Doesn't dismiss you. I was like, no, the bell does actually dismiss him. After that, bell rings and you keep us in. That's kidnapping.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to make me
late. You have a good point.
Thank you.
That is a hostage situation.
You can say
that again.
And I'll die on that hill.
She's going to go in while she's editing and do a voiceover on her phone just to clear it up.
Let me try it again.
Yeah, I'm right. You probably make yourself look so good. So good. So good.
All right, here. We'll get it.
Intro.
Yeah.
It's Comedy Talk, baby! This is gonna be the best episode ever!
Pew, 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 pew!
I got shoes on!
Ow.
Okay, real quick, we want to fill everybody in. I'm sure everybody has seen our Instagram videos that we did with the Flavored PB Co. This is actually a product that we've been eating for months and months. Zane actually found it.
You know how like Instagram ads just pop up on all of our feeds?
Yeah.
And while I was doing the transformation, all was popping up was like healthy stuff. Right. And this was one of the things that popped up on my feed. I was like, oh, let me try. I was trying a bunch of different products throughout my journey.
Stuff to like kick the sweet tooth craving like, you know, taking in too many calories and bad stuff for you.
And you know, like I'm a huge sweet freak. Like I'm like addicted to sugar, and it was really hard for me to find things that were like healthy but still like hit my sweet tooth while I was like on a diet. So I bought this, tried it, and I like could not believe how not only good it is for you, but how good it tasted while being under like 50 calories per serving. It's insane.
It's a powdered peanut butter. So what you do is you just add a little bit of water and it reconstitutes into like a creamy peanut butter, right?
There's more.
So you can eat it as peanut butter, just like a spoonful. You could spread it on toast. You could dip fruit in it. Anything you want.
You can put it in your shakes, like, your yogurt.
It's crazy. So Zane got me hooked to it. And then we've just been like ordering it for months, and they saw how much we were ordering. So they reached out and they were like, hey, just wanted to send you guys some love. They sent us like a PR box and we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And they're like, can you be in a commercial? We're like, absolutely. So we did the commercial. It did really well. And basically, long story short,
how about we just be co-partners in the brand?
So they asked us to join the company and basically help with marketing and running it and being like the social media.
Well, they are in good hands. But
I've been pretty much eating this shit for the past year, and then now we're a part of the company, it's really exciting.
It's really exciting to be noticed, you know? I felt really...
That's really manly anything.
Yeah. So it feels really good, but...
What flavors do we have here? I see churro.
So this one is the banana nut bread.
Yum.
And then we also have... Churro is unbelievable when you add it to... she'll make like homemade like protein muffins for me. and we'll do like churro mixed in with it, and it's insane.
My personal favorite. This is the flavor I've been eating like every single day. Right, the cookies and cream, obviously.
You don't of course, say.
The cookies and cream, and I pretty much the way I eat it is just like cake batter. You know how when you make like cakes or muffins, the batter that's sitting in the before you bake it. Mm. Normally, I like to eat that. I'll eat like half of that before I actually bake anything, or even cookie dough. I'll eat cookie dough before like I bake it, like,
yeah,
just because
lick that spoon.
So that's how I eat it.
Toss me the snickerdoodle.
Okay, all right. What we're going to do...
I want to see the package.
Yeah, okay. Touch it. All right, yes. Read it out.
Okay, yeah. This is the flavored PB Co. snickerdoodle flavored peanut powder. It is vegan, all natural, mm-hmm. gluten-free. And guys, this is 45 calories per serving.
Check the
it's
back.
Low
Look at the nutrition.
In sugar, in sodium, and it's so easy to make. All you do is microwave in a safe mug. You mix... 4 tablespoons of the powder with a tablespoon of water. Microwave for 30 seconds. Let it cool and enjoy.
The thing is,
that's
that
if
it's
you
just...
want to make like a mug cake. Oh, yeah. They're so good.
Oh, this
good.
Is a mug cake recipe, right?
yeah. So this is honestly, what's great about this is super easy to eat. You just add water and then you you have that's it. Or you just add it in your yogurt. It's just, I love it because it's healthy and it's simple.
It's a healthy way to sweeten your day.
Exactly. And the ingredients in each packaging, it's so minimal. Like look at the ingredients are not as big as my thumb.
It's clean.
Very clean.
It says on the front, 90% less fat than traditional peanut butter and 75% fewer calories.
So every time I make my dessert, which is like strawberries and then just like the peanut butter powder all in there, it's under 150 calories.
And
it fills you up like you just ate a whole tub of ice cream.
And that's multiple servings.
And so I'm going to make you a serving of this and you tell us how you like it because we've been eating it every day for the past year.
Whip it up. Give me the boots.
Okay, so I'm going to pour it out from this. I have like a little Tupperware with like it like stamped on it that says flavored PB Co, you know, but it's coming from, it's usually in the back. Okay,
so Zane right now is adding in
now
the water.
He's pouring in the water.
Okay.
Now this is.
Okay, there's 2 servings of peanut butter powder in this bowl, right? That's under 100 calories. And we're going to put a little bit of water. Boom. Can you hold that for me, Heath? Thank you very much. Gonna mix that up.
I feel like we're in science class.
Yeah, I feel like we're making potions.
You can change the consistency also, so you can have it thicker if you want, or a little bit runnier, depending on if you want to dip it, drizzle it.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Right now we're making a fudge, but we're gonna put a little bit more because we want it a little bit thinner, so Matt can try it.
Ooh, okay. I like fudgy.
So right now it's pretty much like cake form.
Yes.
You see that? This is when if it's in this full like mix, that's when you bake it. But what we're gonna do now is make it into like a fudge.
Okay.
Got it.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Fudge it to me. Yeah.
Okay, Matt, I want you to look right now. You
oh,
see
wow.
How-
now the
Matt, why don't you go up there?
If you guys call the number down below, the phones are ringing off the hook for the PB and Co.
How's my driving?
Now, this is something you can do when you're hosting, having parties, on the goes. You know, when my kids come over, they always get a little messy, but it's fun. It's an activity you can do together and with the whole family.
For all my, like, Nutella lovers, right? If you had this much Nutella, that's like around 600 calories.
You're talking about sweet tooth coma if you're eating the real
hella.
Yeah, exactly. This right here is under 100 calories. It is insane. Does that look like under 100 calories?
That looks way over 100
exactly.
calories.
So we're in the audience.
Well, let's bring it over to me. Very excited to try this. Oh my gosh, guys. The consistency of what I'm seeing looks basically identical to like brownie batter.
Yeah, I was going to give you strawberries, but all my strawberries have rotten.
They have rotten
in the fridge. I need to toss them out and get more, but
all right, let's do it.
Get a good spoonful. Get in there, Matt.
Here we go. And here
I feel
we go.
Like I'm in like a yogurt commercial or like
no, I'm so confident because it's like the best thing in the world.
Here he goes.
Whoa.
It's actually insane.
It's so good. Right? It's crazy.
You look like you had a glass of wine.
That is remarkable.
Insane. So imagine that on
I'm like
Mariah.
I'm a little like, so you guys invested in this, huh? It's going to be pretty good for you guys from now. Did you want to try with my spoon or whatever?
I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, we have another spoon.
I already had it today.
Oh, yeah. She's eaten it for the past like few months.
I'm going for another. Damn, this is good.
Yeah.
So I want to try them all. I'm like, give them to me.
So imagine that on toast. Imagine that in your yogurt. Imagine that with strawberries. Mm-hmm. Imagine you putting in the microwave and making it into like a muffin.
You could do like no-bake balls too.
No big balls where you kind of like, so you put like less water where it's like a little, it's just thicker and
like,
doughy.
Like bite-sized little balls, yeah. You put them in the fridge.
This is good.
Isn't it?
Guys, again, it's called Flavored PB Co. Just type it in Ethernet. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it from their site.
Honestly, we just really like the product and believe in it. And we're just super excited and grateful to be offered a chance to be a part of the company.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in it because I eat it like a freak. Like the way I eat it every day, the way I feel like I'm like a...
What it makes
me feel when I'm having the cake from... my mom's cake. My mom's like chocolate cake, you know, that she makes every year for my birthday.
Yeah.
I'll eat the whole thing. And I just feel like this like lard monster. So that's how I feel when I eat
you
this every night.
Brucey.
But I actually don't because the calories are insane.
Oh,
it's just guilt free. And and I was able to get down to my goal.
Zane, you're sweating.
Of 9.7% body fat with this product.
So guys, try it out for yourself. Send pictures, stories. We want to see what you guys are doing.
How with do the you PB flavor Co. PB Co?
Because I want to see those reactions.
But yeah, if you guys do want to try it out, go to theflavoredpbco.com. And if you use code Zane and Heath, you're going to get 25% off site-wide.
25% off.
Bingo, baby.
First time code, not that bad.
I know. Most of the time, a code is for like 20, 15, 10, even less than that.
Exactly.
But for 25, that is a big chunk of a discount.
Exactly. So you guys...
I heard you say so myself.
Try it out. Let us know what you think. We love the product so much. That's why we became part of the company. And yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Guys.
Congrats, appreciate guys. It. This is awesome.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are unfiltered.
All right. Camp counselor vibes.
You hear my voice clap once?
Clap twice? My favorite is like the Bible camps. When it's like the two counselors that are just like, all right, everybody. What was the Bible count, like the Bible camps or yeah, like the Jesus camps?
Yeah, Jesus
I've been,
camp.
I've
yeah.
been. What's the question?
The one person.
It's the way they add the way, like, remember those videos? Yo, fuck you. You know, fuck all
finish
of you.
Finish the
Wait,
thought.
You're not you're even not finishing your sentence.
Land it. Just land it,
because,
Zane.
No, because I thought you were going to take it over because Matt, you've sent me those videos.
This was his setup. You know, like the Bible with the Bible.
No, I did not.
Like a church
camp.
No, Matt knew exactly what I was talking about. Well, he was trying to just make me feel like shit.
You
know the Bible counselors?
Yes.
The Bible camp counselors. We've sent maybe 20 of those TikToks to each other. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know. I just wish I had it like in my back pocket to do an impression of it. But
oh, you were looking for an impression.
Cancel the show.
Back it up, guys.
Did you go to church camp, Mariah?
I went on like a mission trip.
Okay.
Yeah, we painted houses and helped build things.
Good for you.
You know.
Did you stay in cabins or was this like a day thing?
No, we stayed. It was a school, so we stayed in the classrooms. Like all the girls were in one classroom and we were just on mattresses on the floor.
Okay.
And it was like a communal shower, like in the gym.
Ooh, they said public, huh?
It's out of state, right? Usually like a mission trip.
Yeah, but I just
or
went
out
to
of
one
the country.
In Jersey. Mm.
I've done or, like a religion.
Was I in Jersey? I think I was in Jersey.
I did like a Muslim a camp like that for a week. It was terrible.
Oh.
There was no fun. It was all just praying and listening to lecture. I would never do that
it's
again.
Right. It's good to get the youth into it.
I did Young Life. We're like,
oh, you did?
I did Young Life. We did 1 week in high school during the summer. We went to Crooked Creek in Colorado.
Crooked Creek?
That sounds yeah. like a...
Crooked Creek?
Crooked
was
Creek.
Was it Crooked Creek? Or
I feel I like you it got went, it mixed
up. No, I think Crooked Creek's a neighborhood where I grew up. Crooked Creek. Maybe, it, I don't know, something
that. Sounds
like that.
More like the camp they send you to...
To get you straight.
Yeah.
You get a little crooked. Let's get you straight with God.
Let's go, guys. Let's go to Crooked Creek.
I remember at our church camp, they let kids smoke cigarettes.
No way.
Yeah, what? Because they didn't want you going off into the woods to, you know, smoke
cigs. Like a cool
cigs.
Parent, like... No, if we're going to drink and we're going to do drugs, we're going to
do it
in
the church.
In the house.
So there was like a smoker's pit, but like, I was like, damn, we're at church camp and kids are just lighting up having cigs.
How old are these kids?
High school kids. But some high school kids had nicotine addictions and, you know, maybe they're a little off the course with
absolutely
God.
Absolutely not. That is inappropriate as fuck.
Yeah, what? There was a smoker's pit.
Like, yeah, kids that's high school, crazy.
You're still under 18. You, like, it's literally a crime. You should not be smoking cigarettes around
adults.
I think
there were some campers that never had a cig before, and they were like, shit, let me get it.
That's yeah, because the counselors were young. They were only like a few years old.
It's because they wanted to have a cigarette. They're sitting there itching. Yeah. They're just like, all right, smoker's pit.
Oh, but yeah, this was like 2008, and that's when, like, that's what she said was like really popular. And we would have, you know, those cabin times at night where your counselor is sitting down with, like, you know, your cabin and just, where have you guys gone off the course with God? Let's talk about that. Did you guys feel Jesus come to you tonight? Did he come? Did Jesus come and visit you guys? And we're like, and our counselor's like, I'm done.
And you're like
you guys think about that. Lights off early.
It's like the era where you're waiting for somebody to say something. Like, no one's actually listening. You're just waiting for a sentence to be like, that's what she said.
Yeah, and we were just like looking at each other.
Got it,
like,
I got it.
Like,
The worst is when you're in a situation where you can't laugh.
Oh, yeah, like a funeral laugh. It's the worst.
I haven't experienced that yet, but I really do.
It's painful because it makes it even more funny knowing you can't laugh.
Yeah.
Or you're giving a class presentation and you look right at that friend. That friend's looking at you like, and you're like,
stop.
Like, I would lose it if I was trying to do a presentation and Matt was sitting there just
going,
I
because,
couldn't.
Because Zane would be trying to sound like professional. Trying to sound good. Matt would be like, Matt would,
really? I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question about what you just presented. Oh my God, what a nightmare.
Like, you just like memorize facts. You actually don't know how to.
You know what I did? I just read off the PowerPoint. So I would write.
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't explain anything.
It's like the weather. You're just like.
You know, I just recently came across our PowerPoint that we put together for criminal justice.
No, you didn't. Where?
On a USB card.
Keith, how the hell do you have that?
Do you bring it?
Wait, I didn't bring it. It's at the house. I could bring it.
Yeah, let's present it.
Do you remember what it was?
Yes. You do the crime, serve the time.
It was different methods of execution.
Okay, time's up.
Wait, is the grillotine in it?
Yeah.
No, so that was the other girl's presentation was the grillotine. But ours was about special needs people that are in jail.
We did that?
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, that's
I do not remember that.
That's important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, huh.
It's like a whole report on it.
We presented that.
You stood next to me. but it was a good paper.
Yeah,
it is a very tricky situation. So
yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a special prison for that?
I guess you'll have to tune in next week to hear the report.
Back to you, Zane.
All right. some good news is...
you got the removal, right?
I'm cancer-free.
Yes! That's crazy. At least it's just not in you anymore?
I guess. At least I think so. You know, I didn't ring a bell and there wasn't huge ceremony. But yeah, they basically removed it.
They should have rung a bell for you.
I guess, but I think that's more for chemo. Like, you're done with chemo.
You truly
have beaten cancer. So
that's when they line up everybody and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But so once again, I had that small little basal cell carcinoma on my back right here. Tiny little dot. Like the size of a nickel, a dime, really.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that's all the...
Don't undermine your... Hey, it was still...
Right. But just the surgery I was going in to get, I thought it was just going to be like they cut the circle out and then stitch it together. They do a full line.
Yeah.
Across, like it was like 15, 12 stitches on my back all right here.
Just to make sure they got...
Yeah,
everything
around
it did,
and it's so crazy getting that anesthesia on you, and that what a beautiful time in just medical advancement.
Where yeah,
did you go to sleep?
No, I would listen to a podcast.
Did you record it to see like what it looked like?
No, I was like debating doing that, but I really didn't want to.
I always
like...
find it so interesting.
Oh, remember I was saying my sister-in-law had skin cancer as well, right?
Right. Yes.
She sent me exactly what she had because I couldn't remember what it was, and her scar is like the same. It's that really big. Because they have to go so deep.
Yeah. Was it Mohs?
Wait, they have to go so deep? Oh, like into the body?
She had melanoma.
Oh, damn. That's really serious.
Yeah. It was a millimeter deep. Once it reaches 1 millimeter is when it starts to spread to other parts of your body. So she had to do the surgery. They removed the lymph node to make sure it didn't spread.
I was really paranoid after because apparently, you know, they didn't even give me like any painkillers. They were just like, take Tylenol.
Yeah, just to...
And I went home... And just started taking ibuprofen. And then like by day two, I'm like reading my little medical sheet. And they're like, do not take ibuprofen. Only take Tylenol because ibuprofen is a blood thinner, and it can cause the wound to ooze. And I was like, oh, okay, shit.
It's like, it's not the worst thing in the world, but I think you just do anything.
I was experiencing like kind of a lot of pain, not severely, but like.
Because you want it to clot. You want the wound to like heal. Start healing itself. Yeah.
And so I was just so worried when I opened it up this morning, like how bad it was. Actually, it looks pretty damn good.
Good.
But it's just shoulder, but it's your shoulder, and it just feels so like that's where like a lot of tension, and like you realize how much movement comes from there. So it felt so knotted, but I'm better. But
that's good.
It's all done.
Congratulations. That's
crazy. Thank you.
That's just amazing. Like that.
Good for you.
And
man.
Even like I don't know, I haven't read unfiltered comments, but we had a good influences listener who heard, got checked, had skin cancer, got it removed.
Wow.
You see, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saving lives.
If it saved one person, that's all you need.
Checked, go get checked.
That's amazing. Oh, but I want to say this real quick. Remember the girl that posted the video of me?
Yes.
Or posted the video of her
her time in LA, and then she like moved
her toxic lifestyle ending and put me in the video. I just want to say that she reached out and she apologized. She didn't need to do that. She was getting a lot of hate comments from people. Oh. Guys, whenever we talk about anybody like that, please don't send hate to them. She got like a lot, and like she had to end up like DMing me. Mm. Like, hey, I deleted the video. I didn't mean to do that. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, it's fine. We were obviously like kidding, like we were joking around about it. I wanted to let everybody know listening and watching that she did apologize and leave her the fuck alone.
It's supposed to be lighthearted. It wasn't anything.
It was.
If he was actually upset about it, he probably wouldn't have talked
I would,
about
yeah,
it.
We wouldn't have even talked about it if I was actually upset. And also, we probably should have blurred out the name. That was my fault. I should have been like, hey, let's blur out the name.
Yeah.
But yeah. Lesson learned. Guys, leave her alone, please.
But she knew what she was doing. She got to that part in the audio and was like, what's it Zane. Zane. We were at that party.
She did leave a very nice long message.
Okay.
So.
That's good. That's good. All in good fun.
That's all.
That's it?
Just I wanted to squash the drama.
Squash good. The drama.
That was literally the most drama I've had in my life for a good amount of time.
It's good that you addressed it head on.
That's what makes us human.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
But didn't you go to San Francisco recently?
I did. I went for a Sail GP. It's I can't explain exactly. Like, I don't know what those boats are called. It's like a
catamaran.
It's like a catamaran, but they're like
competitive.
Yeah,
catamarans.
And they go so fast. It's insane. Like seeing it in person, you're like, holy shit, this is like intense. And just the way they map out how the race goes, they have to, depending on the wind, where the wind's going, sometimes boats have to, like, the way they go to each section, they have to, like, kind of go zigzag like that to, like, kind of fight the wind, but they have to go back and forth, and then they have to circle around this
buoy?
Yeah, like a buoy.
It's like a track, like a course that they have to
hit. It's a course that they have to hit, and when they bank that turn, it could, like, capsize. Like as they're banking, because there's so much G-force going through like all the racers as they're going. It's insane.
And they're like standing like fully like horizontal with like the boat too.
Yeah.
Like when that wind is coming,
it looks so fun though. Like you're just working as a team. It's like, I think it's like what, six people per boat that I noticed, like six or eight per boat. And they have like two captains on each.
Wow.
Such a crazy sport to get into.
Yeah.
Cause like you think of just sailing, like just on a little dinghy, zooming around, just enjoying the day, but nah, let's kick it up a notch.
They're going like between what 80 to 95 miles an hour.
No way. On wow. these
boats. Yeah, it's wild.
Or knots. Or what is it? Like? Is
yeah,
it,
boats are knots.
Or knots.
I don't know at all how that works.
You're right. You're right. It was that when they said it.
I couldn't even tell you how much a knot is.
Just kidding. 60 miles per hour.
That's still really quick.
Still That's fast on water, still especially. Fast.
Especially yeah. with no engine.
Between 15 and 30 knots.
There you go.
Airplanes use knots too.
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, do they? On yeah. the screen, they don't show knots. It shows miles per hour on the screen.
Because I think that's
probably because it's easier for like us to comprehend and yeah. read.
Because I think it's like deals with longitude, latitude, and like accomplishing that on that distance versus like a road, the way they track it. I think that's the difference. But that's it. Did you get to go on one of the boats?
No. So the whole thing was SailGP flew us out. They
flew you out and then you invited Todd? Or yes, how did this all go down?
Yes, flew me out. I invited Todd. So they covered both and then we just got to see the race. I wasn't sure, like, I thought that was it. I thought we were going to watch the races, you know, drink, yeah. just you know, just enjoy it. But it ended up being this thing where they were going to put me on one of these boats and they're going to give me the same experience as these racers do. So they're going to do a full lap and I got to be just pretty much in one of the chairs just, and if I want to like run across like they do while it's moving, I can, but it was like a whole thing they wanted us to experience.
Also, San Fran is packed with great whites. So that alone.
Oh, yeah. So they pretty much everybody is attached to a line, like a rope, where you can't like fall off the boat. You like if you fall off, it catches you and you're like dangling on the side pretty much. Whoa. Of the boat. And the reason why they did the training was because these boats are going so fast, especially when they're turning, the G-force is so intense that people will just fly right off the boat while attached to the thing. So that we had to do training where and they also all have like an oxygen tank. So if they
if
the boat capsizes and you're...
Oh, because you're strapped into it.
Yeah. So if the boat capsizes, you're pretty much like you're stuck on this line and also under the boat. So if you've like never done it before, it's like me, I probably would have panicked, right? But like immediately, like when you flip over, you start breathing in the tank, right? And you have to like unhook yourself and then try to get out from under the boat.
That's
all
crazy.
While like breathing through the oxygen tank.
Holy yeah. shit.
It's terrifying to even be in a pool and the floaties on top of you and you're like, no.
Yes.
Like, where's the hole?
That to me is like a nightmare already, get up to the top. But we were supposed to do it before the race on Sunday and it took too long, or there was complications with the... So they have to crane all these boats from the parking lot to the water, right? So it's not like wheeled in. They have to... They use a crane to pick it up on each boat and then safely get it on the water. Just like Whoa. That every single time. It costs so much money just to do these races with these boats. And it took too long to do it, to get in the water. So we weren't able to
get
the experience, which was fine. But we're going to do it next time because they have another race in San Pedro, I think, which is like 45 minutes away in March. So they're like, nice. Oh, we'll just bring you back and you can do it.
I would love to go.
Okay. We'll see.
You're a big time sail.
Sail
freak. When's the last time you
lessons?
I went on a sailing lesson with Joe one time because I really was considering getting ASA certified, like the sailing handbook.
Yeah.
And Joe took me out like on an Airbnb experience just for a guy to take us around. And then I realized I don't like sailing that much. I like being on a sailboat if it's someone else's sailboat, but I would never want me to be the captain of my own ship. I like to drink a little bit too much. I don't want to I'm a pontoon guy.
Yeah.
Just like,
have a pontoon cruise, have a couple margaritas.
I
don't want to be like stressing everyone out. Like, can you grab that line? Can you pull it right here? Get the jib. Like, no.
There's a guy right now on TikTok that's sailing from, I think it was California to Hawaii, and he's been out there for a long time, and he just posts update TikToks, and he's like fishing for his own food by himself on this tiny little sailboat.
How do they get signal
in the middle of nowhere?
Remember my cousin?
I think he has a Starlink.
Okay, that's why I was able.
Yeah,
my cousin lived off a sailboat for like a year.
He was gone for a long time,
a year and a half. He was just like, I'm gone.
That was right
after he lived with us for like a few months. He just like, he was like, you know what? I'm going to go live on a sailboat for a year.
He's a bit of a poet too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was great. He was so nice. He like cooked all the time.
What was
he
his
did
name?
Chores.
Charles.
And
his name was Charles?
Yeah. It's like Charlie Charles. It goes by both. Damn.
Did he have a motorcycle? I just had like a flashback of
him. He did. Yeah. He had a motorcycle. I think it was right after he left.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they were doing casting for Survivor, and I had a contact with somebody doing auditions, and I was like, Charles, you have to.
Perfect.
You have to go on Survivor.
He would have killed it.
Because not only is he perfect for the show, but he actually loves the show. Him and his family would watch it every season.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to send an audition. Literally, Charles, just do anything in the video and they're gonna accept you. Just because the way he is and just like his personality and everything. I was like, but he never did it.
I would love to be on like Survivor, the Big Brother. I just don't want the time commitment of being like away doing it.
It is. It's crazy how much shit you miss when you're on shows like that. You just don't know what's happening in the world. Like for a whole month and a half. Like Big Brother is crazy. What is it? A year in Big Brother?
Where you're not. I feel like it's like 4 months or 3 months.
4 months, 3 months.
Wow, that happens all right over there.
You know what's crazy right now? People on Love Island have no idea that there was an assassination attempt.
They don't tell them?
Oh,
weird.
Is that not like
they
don't
tell? They told Big Brother about COVID. They told Big Brother about 9/11.
Really?
Yeah, they did. I mean,
they like came in and was like interruption. Like, hey guys, okay.
They did.
Because I know they don't have like TV, no cell phones, no nothing
right,
like that.
No,
I think they would have if they felt like they needed to. I think for that one, because he didn't die.
Right.
Then I think they were like, okay, this is. I think we don't need to tell them this, but if he did die, I feel like that would have been a national.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I think that probably would be the case.
Yeah.
Crazy though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The last time a president was assassinated was JFK, and that was
also Ronald Reagan. Reagan was shot, right?
Yeah. He didn't die, but the last one that actually passed away was JFK.
JFK. This all happened when we're watching the Sill race. This was like in the middle of the final lap. And I remember, I forgot how I found it. I don't know if somebody said it next to me or if it was on my phone. I don't remember. But as soon as we found out, me and Todd were like, oh my God, this is real. This is crazy. This is crazy that it's happening live right now. And I'm looking around. Nobody knows it's happening. Like, I felt like me and Todd were the only ones out of the entire lounge of people that was like 400 people. That like did not know. And it was so interesting looking around the whole time, seeing like heads go down and just go, oh my God. Just slowly throughout the thing. That's everybody so just starts crazy. Talking about it. And I remember the lady was going, I was like, you should put one of these TVs on like on the news. I just think that people I know it's taking away from the race, but this is crazy. This is history. Like it was an attempt on a former president. Like this is wild.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I just can't believe we're living to see these
I know.
Things.
I thought I would so be dead. Weird. I thought I'd be long gone before that like came around again.
I have a similar story though. I was at my cousin's bachelorette and we were on our way to our pontoon.
Oh.
And this one girl, I guess her parents have the news on 24/7. They're like one of those families. And she said, Trump just got shot and none of us heard of it. And everybody around, nobody is reacting. Like, nobody knows. And it took us maybe like 3 minutes until something popped up on our phones. And I texted you and you didn't know.
Wait, so you nobody reacted until nobody you reacted. Saw it on your
so
phones?
So the same way we were watching people live reacting.
I remember there was like, there's not much that brings goosebumps throughout my whole body. I remember for like the next 10 minutes, I was like, oh my God, this is like, why do I have so many goosebumps happening in my body right now? I think just my body just like took that like history just happened.
Yeah.
And this is the moment that I'm going to remember.
For the rest of your life. You'll always know that exact spot and where you were. We were at a wedding and it was at the like cocktail hour right before like the reception. And it turned into just like, everybody was on their phones. I felt bad for like the bride where I was just and the groom, if that just became like the subject of your like special day is everyone is just like so happy for you. By the way, did you see this? And like everyone was on their phones. Wedding turned out to be awesome and great, but that was just like, it was crazy how it was just like popping off. Well, did you hear this? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The thing is like when moments like that happen, it's like, okay, you can sit there on your phone and refresh, 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 trying to find out the latest news. That's but like sometimes you have to just take a step back and go, let's wait till we get like the full, like you're not going to be Sherlock Holmes. You're not going to solve the damn thing from your phone. It's so addicting, but like in those moments of like panic where it's like, well, what did you see? Is there another shooter? Is there,
I think for me, it was mostly like, again, like history, like this just happened. It's so crazy. I almost had, it wasn't FOMO. I just wanted to remember this moment and like really, really like be indulged in what was happening.
And it's also totally different in today's day and age because we can refresh and have five different angles of exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I know we're like talking about this in excitement just because where we were
and
what we were
shocked.
Doing.
We're not excited.
It was like,
shocked.
It was very shocking. Yeah. I just like can't believe that it like happened.
I'm so surprised too. Like I'm not going into conspiracy theories about the Secret Service, but I am so surprised that they didn't understand that that rooftop
is
a clear vantage point.
It's so strange.
It's Butler, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Like, we're not even dealing with like a
the more angles
urban landscape where we're dealing with skyscrapers all around us. These are a couple of barns.
There was like one other building nearby and that like, it's so weird. And then all the stuff coming out afterwards.
The more angles I saw.
They didn't put somebody on there because it was too sloped of a roof.
What?
The excuses are crazy. And then apparently there was a cop that climbed up the ladder and was face to face with him. And the guy turned around and pointed a gun at the cop and he was hanging onto the roof and he didn't know what to do. So he just let go and then did nothing.
And then moments later he fired.
It is crazy seeing the actual videos of people telling the police somebody's up on the roof with a rifle.
Yeah, the amount of angles that we saw.
Crazy.
It's just unexcusable. It's so crazy.
Like you're actually telling me a 20-year-old outsmarted the Secret Service?
It's crazy.
It doesn't make sense.
A 20-year-old.
When you're president, once you're done with your term, I know that the Secret Service stays with you throughout like I guess the rest of your life.
Yes.
Do you keep the same team that you had at the White House?
I'm sure they filter out different people and things like that because there was new people in this group.
They did like a little novice, or I mean, all respect to the women's Secret Service, but that one girl who like couldn't get her gun back in her holster, I was like, oh boy.
There was not enough training for that. Just seeing that, that's why people kept saying, this seems weird, but like, I think genuinely, like in that moment, I just don't think they were prepared for something like that.
I got the chills when I saw the picture. My brain like flashed forward like 50 years and still seeing that picture everywhere is gonna be insane. Yeah.
In my head, if I were to make a guess, right? And like, look, again, guys, just take it for what I'm saying. This is just how I see it. How I see it from someone that's seen every angle. I looked at every angle. I didn't wanna make any assumptions till I did that. What it looks like to me, it looks like that people more than that shooter knew that this shit was gonna happen. That's what it looked like to me. I don't think Trump knew that. Like, people were saying, like, Trump wasn't. That's crazy because nobody wants to be a human shield for an experiment like that. For a bullet to graze your ear like that and then kill somebody else behind you.
Well, also,
that is such a crazy thing.
There was somebody who did end up dying.
But it wasn't which is behind him. It was from him shooting the person who was in the top of the stands in the corner.
Yeah, the kid apparently got off multiple shots before he was taken out.
Oh, boy.
And one of those strays that
That's hard.
Have we seen his ear yet? Has he shown his ear? I know it's been bandaged. I don't think, just from like the.
Can you
zoom in,
Mariah?
Can you zoom into his ear? I'm honestly just curious. Was it the top of his ear?
I mean,
ear,
by
the
time
bottom?
This episode yeah. comes out, like, I would love.
Yeah, there's going to be so much more information that comes out.
Heath, you know what? I really don't think we're going to find out ever what happened.
No, we never do.
They should.
Even to this day, like the JFK, we see documentaries about it, but like, do we really know?
They'll never come out with the truth. You know, on it's. That either.
I saw something somewhere where it was like they can't access the shooter's phone. I was like, oh, okay,
right.
It's just, let's
everything.
Be, let's be
nothing
real.
Makes sense about.
And he was in a commercial
for BlackRock.
Oh, weird. that one to me that was more like I feel like it was coincidental. But
you know what? I can't believe. I know there's like billions of people in the world, but I can't believe how quickly somebody found that him in that commercial. It was like within an hour.
Just everything is just so interesting when you look at it from like an outside perspective. People from other countries, like, I feel like they're, I imagine the conversations happening outside of this country of all of them watching these videos.
I know,
I want
to know what everybody's
saying. How were they able to get away with that?
Yeah.
But also what's crazy too is like, apparently they knew about the guy on the roof and they had him in their sights for like 5 minutes.
I think
and were
it was
told,
like,
why wouldn't they just tell Trump to get down
if they identified that
there is a guy with a gun?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's so really
weird. Just so they can assess it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
And right? I don't know.
And then he saw that opportunity to get that picture. If I was in that position, I would too. I'd be like, 1 second.
Same would be good. He's like, is the blood good? Like,
right? Like, oh my God. That's crazy.
The 3D rendering of what should have happened is crazy.
It was just that one head turn.
Yeah, just the one head turn because he was looking at the projector or something or whatever was on the screen. He was pointing at the screen and just that head turn. It's a miracle. This is like truly a miracle that happened.
Really top good. Of his ear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally just a gash. Yeah.
So if he was like, it went like this, Zane, top of his ear, but it was supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. That would have hit the back of his brain.
Imagine that. It made it to his head. Like, what would it be like right now?
I'm just so curious to see what happens.
What's crazy is security and Secret Service or police, whoever, they show up to these rally areas days before and they scope out. They'll stand on the stage and they'll point out that's
any possible.
Yeah, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. Let's go there. Let's go there. And they scope out the whole place to see if there's any danger.
It's just so weird.
There's just so many questions, and I don't want to just speak like, but there's a lot of questions
that we'll never get the answer to.
Yeah.
I'm curious when this episode goes up, what else we're going to learn or what's going to be the new news that covers it all.
Yeah, we're filming this right now on a Thursday.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Richard Simmons passed away.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, when? Today?
You didn't know?
No.
The same day.
The morning, right? I think it was the day before.
Wait, Richard Simmons the
Yes.
Oh!
The one that stopped.
I went by his house.
Yes. Oh my God.
And what's crazy is the day before I left town, so this was like the 30th. I was driving up the hill to go to Jack Cook's little 1000 vlog party, and we were going past Richard Simmons' house. I'm like, Richard Simmons!
How old was he?
77, maybe?
77. Is that considered old or still young?
I mean, that's old.
That's not considered old.
Oh, look at him! Look at his face!
Oh.
76. I know.
That's the most adorable old man I've ever seen.
Matt, what was the one celebrity that passed away that you were like, I had just...
Betty White, I had Googled her the day before she died, and then 2 hours later, she died.
Okay,
like,
so
that's crazy.
Just out of nowhere,
Richard Simmons, haven't thought about him in a long time. I went to post, my cousin was teaching us like a bar class, and I was trying to keep it trendy, and I was going to, this was the day before, I was going to write, you know, the new comment trend that's like, close enough, welcome back, Beyonce.
Yes,
close enough.
Yes.
It's oh, really no, funny. I've never heard it's good,
it's
though.
It's like basically like a Walmart version of yeah. something that's happening. So yeah. like if someone's dancing and they're or moving their hips, like close enough, welcome back, Shakira.
Got yeah. it.
It's really funny. So I put close enough, welcome back, Richard Simmons. And I was like, and I tried to see if anybody else knew the trend, and nobody knew what I was talking about. I'm like, oh, it's not going to be funny enough. So I deleted it, saved the post in my drafts, woke up the next morning, he's dead.
Whoa.
I know. So in my search history, because I had to make sure I was spelling it right.
Yeah.
In my search history, I have Richard Simmons, and I was like, I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, you're going to get a call from the FBI. You're next.
I hope he did have a fulfilling last few years okay. being out of the public eye, because he was so in front of it for so long. He yeah. cared so much about his classes, all of the people that took them. He did so much good for the world, so yeah. much for like the health and fitness community, including all bodies in his fitness videos, and just wanting people to have an active and healthy life. He was so funny. He could improv on his feet.
High
he
would do energy all the time.
Just you know, so unabashedly
himself. He motivated
himself.
Me to do my transformation.
Did he really? Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
He would have loved it. He would have... I just wish there was a time where I genuinely think we could have got Richard Simmons on this pod.
Yeah, I believe that too.
It would have
yeah.
been so... it's just I... But all respect to him. I'm just...
R.I.P. to the king of dance, to the king of aerobics.
He probably has so much money. Where does that whole estate go?
To the house, housekeeper.
Oh, you think so?
It's still under investigation, his death.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't...
I bet he just died of natural causes and didn't want to get any treatment.
They found something where they're like, okay, this could be something different.
Well, I don't know. He was also right. morbidly obese at one point in his life. That's why he was so pro.
Oh, he was before he died?
Yeah. Like, there's hardly any photos of him when he was really
that's what, like, started the
overweight.
Whole, him being like the health guru.
Got it.
Yeah. I know there's, he was in one of Fellini's films, which is like a French film in like the 60s. Apparently, Richard Simmons is in it and he's extremely overweight, but like, he was in it before he got famous.
Yeah. Matt, what have you been up to for the past couple of weeks?
I traveled so much. I feel like I partied for 2 weeks straight. Went to Michigan.
You're on a 2 week bender.
I feel like I drank every day.
How did you do that?
I never like got fully like drunk on all of those days.
When you get the news about cancer, you just kind of
you want to live your life a little bit.
Like it's kind of start looking at things differently.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
But we did 4th of July. That was really fun. We lost the boat parade.
Oh no.
By the bananas?
What, we were the bananas.
Oh, you were the bananas.
That video was of me, Zane.
Oh, I thought you shot that.
No, one of our like cousins' friends shot it.
I didn't see any pictures of you in bananas though.
Oh, I posted some on my Instagram story. Yeah.
Well, your video went viral, so I think you guys are the real winners.
Massively yeah. viral. Yeah. Went international because I
international.
That F1 driver, Charles Leclerc, do you know
okay,
who that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, yeah.
He apparently did a live stream where he was in a banana suit and uh-huh. everybody was like, and it became a meme internationally, and then everyone was tagging Charles Leclerc and stuff.
Oh,
I don't perfect. Know if he's liked it. I've been checking the verified, you know, right. filter. But we lost. We lost to Super Mario.
No.
Damn.
But,
was it good?
It was Peach's, Peach's Castle. They had two jet skis in front of it that were like a Mario and a Luigi. And then the boat behind them was like Bowser's Castle and stuff. It was...
Did it look good though?
It looked pretty damn good.
Damn.
In the moment we saw it, we were like, ah. But the banana boat was a hit. And we wanted it to be simple.
It was memey. Yeah, like if I was judging the boats, I would have respected the banana boat, but I'd have to give it to like somebody that's put more, you know.
Yeah, because
detail.
We
yeah.
just realized that we sometimes, if we lived up at the lake all year long and we were coming there every weekend, we could work on it. We just want to maximize our time hanging out rather than doing arts
focus
and crafts
for boat,
it.
Yeah.
So it was easy to put together.
That's good.
But I was happy with it.
Hedaya might be in a short film.
A short
what?
Film?
Yeah. What?
Actress.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, she saw like a kind of like an audition or a casting call on a girl's like Instagram, and one of the characters are, you know, like full Arab, like hijabi.
Yeah. yeah.
And she like sees it and she's like,
why
I
not?
Might as well. I
give
do
it a
well.
Shot.
I do well when Zane needs right, to like right. Film something. I feel like I perform pretty well, so I'm gonna try it. And honestly, there's not a lot really that are doing like auditions.
Yeah.
Like compared to, you know, any other, you know. She So she met up and did like an in-person audition.
Oh my gosh.
And she said they really liked her and they liked her and they might have her in the film.
Oh my gosh.
Keep us updated.
I will. I keep texting her about it.
It is her time.
Is it an indie like filmmaker in New York or is it like a student film?
I don't know if it's like a student film, but it'd be filmed in New York for like 3 days.
Cool.
She's gonna love that.
Yeah, but we'll see. Well, like she hasn't gotten it yet, but she said she'll keep us updated.
That's so cool.
But very exciting. She was like, "Yeah, why not? Like, I don't work in the restaurant anymore. I have time, so yeah. I was like, I'll just do it." I was like, "You should do it. That'd be great for you." And she got like Snapchat and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
get that IMDb going.
Exactly.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So very exciting.
I'll try to keep the story like brief, but I felt like I wanted to share it because I genuinely thought I was about to die.
So
Patricia and I, we had a red eye flight at like 1 a.m. Okay? And you know, we're packing.
Oh God, I hope it's not on a plane.
It's not on a plane. It's at our house.
Oh, good.
It's at our house. And you know, we live like in a duplex situation where there's a unit that we just share a wall with. They're right next to us. Mm-hmm. We share a driveway. And you know, an hour, like kind of right before we're about to leave, I'm like, oh shit, we should move our cars to the back, at the full back of our alley and our garage way, so we can have the driveway open. And she's like, oh my God, great idea. Mm-hmm. We leave our phones and stuff inside. We get in and the driveway is so fucking narrow. You got to be so like following that beep, beep the whole way down, cause you don't want to scrape into the walls and stuff. And so Patricia goes in first. I'm right behind her. And I'm pulling in my car, you know, following the beeps. Everything's great. And once again, it's like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I hear a...
No,
and I'm like, oh, no. I've hit something. And through my brain, I'm like, what was everything that is right there that like I could have hit? So immediately my brain, I go, there's a fucking propane tank right there. So I think that I've hit this propane tank, and I immediately like shut off my car, and I'm hearing like just this I'm rolling, like then I roll down my window trying to like see, like smell it, and there's this old rotten mattress near me that I'm like smelling, but I'm thinking it's propane tank fumes, and I'm like, oh my god, and I'm like trying to get Patricia's attention. She doesn't have her fucking phone. She's over there like beep beeping. Yeah. I'm like flashing the lights. I'm like, Patricia, because in my brain, I think the moment I turn on this car, I'm going to boom, explode right in my fucking driveway. I'm about to go on full vacation for 4th of July.
You just
with my
got
family.
Rid of your cancer. Yeah. Like, come on.
And I just, my whole life flashed before my eyes, and I'm sitting there going, Patricia, I'm like trying to yell, and and I'm sweating. I'm sitting there in the dark of my car.
What do you mean turn on your car? Your car's already on.
Because of the gas fumes, though. This is my final destination brain going on. Where I'm thinking.
I picture the drive-thru in Final Destination where they get stuck.
Yes.
There's no escape.
And the engine just flies through and hits that guy's head. Oh my gosh, yeah. I think about that a lot.
That's exactly
terrible.
And I just was like sitting there sweating, trying to get like clean air because I thought like it was propane fumes. So then Patricia finally comes up, Patricia, what? Because I'm just trying to keep my voice down because I don't want to wake up the entire neighborhood. I'm like, what did I hit? And she goes, oh my gosh, your tire's flat. So I didn't hit a propane tank. And the fumes I thought I was smelling was just the rotten mattress that was right there. And I'm just
it's
like,
crazy how your brain just like accepts what you thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you start like, no, I smell gas. This has to be gas. And you just like start telling yourself that it's real and what you're thinking.
Oh, and I was just like, I thought I was just going to die in that moment. So then I realized my tire's fucking flat. And then I'm like, okay, well, and this sucks because we have a flight to catch.
Yeah.
What can I do right now? Well, I'm going to try to move it forward and we'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
Nope. If you have a really high tech car now, if you have a flat, it won't even let you go forward.
Really? Oh no.
So then I'm like, oh shit. And then I'm realizing, well, I guess I'll just leave it here.
So it's just stuck in the middle of the
driveway. So then I'm like, oh shit, we're about to leave for 2 weeks. My neighbor loves his motorcycles. He takes them down the driveway all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's not going to be able to get his motorcycles out. And Long story short, I managed to call AAA, and I also got to see my neighbor and explain the whole situation. AAA.
And how much longer till you had to leave for the airport?
Within like just minutes. So I just had to explain the situation to my neighbor. Luckily, he was awake. He took his dog out for a walk. And,
yeah.
But had to have AAA come and like replace the fucking tire within the middle of like our...
It wouldn't even let you put it in neutral to roll it?
You know what? I think that's what they ended up having to do. But our time crunch was like, it's not going forward. Mm. It's not going reverse. Patricia and I don't have enough time to do a blind in the dark push out into our driveway.
Hit that down ramp.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
just gone.
In neutral. Mm.
But I don't even know what would happen if you actually ran over a propane tank. Would the whole thing just fucking explode? Would it implode?
I can't even imagine. I think it just pushes it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened. But
unless you hit it perfectly over like the thing and then or the top.
Yeah.
It would have to be very like perfect that you're hitting this propane tank for it to like.
But that's my brain just illustrated.
Matt,
that.
You got to practice keeping your cool in those situations because your kids are going to be scared of everything.
That's so funny. I was talking about that in therapy today.
Oh, really?
Because I was a little fuck, you gotta be fuck. I was just more pissed that this has just happened right before we're about to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm out of control and I have to abandon this and this is someone else's problem to deal with.
That sucks the most. You have to put it on somebody else.
Thank goodness I have the people who live next door to us are our age. We're friends with them. We're cool. It's not some old lady who can you come out for the AAA guy?
Yeah.
And can you guys move the car?
In my head, when you were saying it, I was picturing like a tight kind of like tunnel, like drive under. And I thought it was a gas line that ran.
Yeah.
Across the top. I thought you were saying like your car like scraped the top and snapped the pipe. And that was going.
That would have been really bad.
Really bad.
But what ended up puncturing it though was just the stoop out on the side of our house. It's just a brick stoop, and I don't think they should have ever put the stoop jutting into the driveway.
Oh, so it pretty much like clipped
your
tire. I just
clipped the corner of the stoop and it just punctured a hole.
Now you know what to get rid of. You need to get rid of that stoop.
But thank goodness the Defender has a full functioning spare tire in the back. I just now get to get a new one of those to have on the back.
Got it.
But
has that been taken care of though already? Like,
yes, all of it. But it was just right when I landed, I'm having to get on contact with AAA, talking to my neighbor, making sure it's all good.
And while you're on a bender, I mean, that must have been stressful. I would have hated that.
But yeah, my whole life flashed before my eyes.
Everything good though? Like 2 week bender, no problems.
No fights.
No altercations. I'm saying it like I know something.
No.
You didn't piss anybody off?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Matt, I feel like you've probably seen it, but my guilty pleasure right now is watching the Paralympics TikTok account.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen it?
I feel like this has been going on for like a year where they play like...
I just found out about it.
These audios where it's like... It seems like they're making fun of the athletes.
It is so absurd, these edits that they're making of these athletes.
And you wouldn't say it's like funny. It's more like, oh, they're doing it really well.
It's not like playing Ed Sheeran's
like when your legs don't work like they used to.
It doesn't look like they're making fun of it. They're just like, oh, this audio would go really well with this situation that happened with one of these athletes.
And it's so funny because it seems like just random people that if they came across a clip, they would edit it like this. But like the person running their account is just on top of all the TikTok trends. And
I can't believe they're doing that.
So it's every single video, but it's the Paralympics like official page.
Like this,
but give
one,
them some
Matt,
heroic
Matt,
music.
Matt,
why are you making
it?
It's like they're giving them silly songs.
Do these teams know that they're posting this? Like, what's the
The thing is, like, they're playing, they're good, putting meme-y sounding
exactly
audios on it.
They're doing really well, so I have a feeling. Obviously, they're like, oh, it's doing really well. But there's got to be a conversation where they're like, is this appropriate? Like, do you think they ask for each player that they're about to post? Hey, do you approve that? Like, there's got to be a conversation happening within
somebody who's the head of it's like, if it's getting views, it's
HR
getting views.
HR department or something.
We're going like, viral, baby.
There was another one that was like a tandem bike rider and the guy is blind that's on the back of the tandem bike. And he's like trying to like feel around for the bike and they're putting like
piano sounds.
No,
like that's
bad.
Crazy, right?
For this is this
is the official Paralympics page. It's interesting, right?
Does nobody own, like, no network own the Paralympics? Like, oh, and for the people who are listening, basically, yeah, there was a blind guy. He puts his hands out, like he's reaching for the bike, and in a way, it looks like, you know, he's
air playing a piano,
and they play piano music on top of it.
I'm sorry, like, what sport are they playing where they're
blind? I think if this was NBC, like, covering, you know, like the Olympics, yeah, it would look. That's really bad on NBC's part. My issue with it is that he is a man who is disabled and he's reaching for something that's not there, which is, like, I guess funny that the disabled guy can't find it. Why aren't we spotlighting him at his moments of greatness, performing his physical feat, not at, like, a humorous fault?
Well, these are just the videos that we saw. I mean, right, we didn't look throughout the entire page.
They're all along the same theme of, like, that type of, like, edit, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're not treating them any differently. Like, people, like, they're treating them like normal people. But for some reason, I feel like
it is a little, what's the word? Tongue-in-cheeky, where they're like, it's kind of funny, right? Like,
but it is kind of funny.
I know what you mean. It is funny. If it was a random person making edits of stuff they were seeing on a Paralympics, it's like a parody, funny clip thing. But because it's coming from the official Paralympics page,
right. Yes. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
a little like, where's the not the trust, but just, you guys are here to celebrate and spotlight these athletes in a different way, more than a humorous way.
That's yeah. what I'm, yeah.
Right. I could
see, but like, at the same time, when you, like, if you look at it as, like, visibility, so much more people are watching this because of these edits.
It's
more,
true.
There's more eyes on this where people are looking at, like, oh, I can, oh, that's something I can do.
Yeah.
As a disabled person.
If people were smart, they can look at it as, like, it's an entertaining post. It's funny. But me watching it, I'm still like, they're still there. They are able to do these things. That's
exactly.
crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, so impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's still impressive. Maybe I think you know yeah. that they're able to do things.
Yeah,
it's
maybe the way they're garnering all the views is a little, like, again, tongue-in-cheek. But there are way more eyes on it than maybe doing the heroic yeah. route of content, if yeah. that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you get, like, there's different ways to look at that.
I'm surprised, though, because I feel like they did this last year. Did they not?
I don't remember. I just recently saw them.
I think this is new. This has to be new.
People, I just don't think, like, someone who's, like, disabled should be the butt of a joke, like, coming from the official account that's celebrating their physical feats in a competition.
You want to hear... This could possibly be what could be happening too. Whoever's running the account is part of the community.
Ooh,
could be
good Zane,
because okay. they're part of the community. You literally can't be pissed at them.
Yeah, yeah, they're disabled yeah. and they're making them. That's a really yeah. good point. I didn't think about that.
Maybe the person behind the account is deaf. They don't know what sound they're using.
It's just random.
They're random. Just looking at it.
Throwing it in CapCut or whatever the automated.
Yeah, there could be someone in the community that's really funny. And okay, they're like, I want to run the social media.
Okay, now. But if it was the Special Olympics, then there'd be a bigger problem,
that's
right?
Yeah, that's a little.
That's worse. You don't
yeah, that's. I don't think that's very tasteful.
Right.
These people are aware of, like, the content, I think, that's being put out, for sure.
Right.
Which makes it a little easier to digest.
And I think a lot of people that are, you know, paraplegic or have any sort of, like, physical disability like that, they are aware of, you know, their situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like part of their coping mechanism is to make fun of it
yeah.
themselves and kind of, you know.
To have a sense of humor about
exactly. it. Exactly. I feel like a lot of people do have a sense of humor about it. So they, not so that they don't feel bad or, you know, but it's kind of like owning it almost. In yeah. a way, right?
Yeah.
They could be just telling people what they want to hear. But this article says... because it's controversial. The article says that they're doing it to reach audiences that don't know about the Paralympics. Yeah. So the account has a lot of support from the Paralympic athletes as well as the audience. We created a strong following through edgy and unique content that allows us to educate an audience who might be less aware of the Paralympic sport and the achievements for our athletes.
Heath, honestly, I haven't thought about the Paralympics maybe in a few years. And the first time I really saw it was when I saw it.
Yeah.
So it's like you are reaching audiences that don't really talk about it or know about it.
It made me look up other videos. Exactly. Not the funny videos, real videos yeah. of this.
And they may also be viewing it as like, this is TikTok. Like yeah. this is a place where we're supposed to have fun and goof around and put funny audios to yeah. things and have a comedic, like, entertaining spin on it
yeah.
more than like, a true highlights channel for
because
it.
Obviously it works. Look how well the page is doing.
Yeah, it makes you want to just crack open a beer and watch the Barrel Olympics.
What's up?
I actually just read that a spokesman at the International Paralympic Committee, which runs both accounts and the games, told NPR News that the complaints are primarily from people who do not have disabilities and may not be aware that the account is run by a Paralympian who fully understands.
Zane, you are on it today.
Called it.
Good job.
Called it. Okay. Good. So let them cook.
You know how they've been sending influencers to like F1? Mm-hmm. What if this is the new place to send influencers?
Honestly,
I think that's such a great idea.
Anyway,
that was a cute conversation we just had. Look at us. Look at us learn.
Oh, Jordan got yelled at by a delivery driver today.
Uh-oh.
Well, Jordan, what'd you do?
Jordan,
it's always Jordan's fault.
I didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything because I watched the footage back. And it's crazy. Jordan, for some reason, I don't know. This type of stuff is just attracted to him. And no matter where he goes, it's always something. So we had ordered a sandwich to the house. Came, the guy dropped it off in like a weird spot. He like went into my backyard to like drop it off on like this side spot where it's not my front
That's
door.
Not the first time that's happened.
Yeah, sometimes
guys.
People do
they
that.
Like go all the way in. That's weird.
But the guy like went out and then he like slammed the side gate behind him and Jordan was like, "Can I help you?" And the guy was like, "No." And Jordan was like, "Did you need something? Can I like do you need anything?" And the guy was like, "I got it. No, I don't need your help." And Jordan was like, "Okay." And he still didn't even know why the guy was in the backyard to begin with.
Okay.
He's in the backyard?
He like went through like my side like gate to get around the corner. It was just weird, but like just the I don't know.
But he went to your backyard. That's
He may have
crazy.
Been in a bad mood cuz he was just like he made it more complicated for himself and was probably
this is
like
a crazy interaction.
Yeah. Oh, I just got y'all save the date.
Did you get it?
I love it. Oh, I loved it. It was adorable.
You know what's so funny? Don't flatter yourself. But when I was making them, I'm like, I wonder what Matt's going to say.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved the little
H. Because you and, Patricia have good taste. So I'm like,
we like
oh,
put
if they
your
like
opinion
it,
at like a higher regard.
Stop. No.
All right. Enough.
But I love the little H.
The paper clip.
Wait, and the Polaroid. Did you guys individually take a Polaroid for
every
single
person is asking that question. So let me describe what the save the date looks like. So we made it look like a postcard. And on the front of the postcard, it says save the date. And then on the back, it has all the information. But it looks like this vintage postcard. We have little vintage stamps on it. And then we put a Polaroid of us, just like a selfie Polaroid. And it's paper clipped with a paper clip in the shape of an H. So cute. My sister made them. Shout out to her. So the Polaroids, he has a camera that no matter what picture you have, we could take it from our iPhone. We could take it from a different camera. We took it on another camera. You can send that picture to this other camera and print out a Polaroid.
As many times as you want.
So we just printed it out like 200 times.
Perfect.
So it's a digital like Polaroid. I don't know how it does it because it's not like printing on paper, right? Like there's cameras where you could just like print immediately, but it looks like just like a normal picture.
Yeah,
like
even, Polaroid, there's Polaroid printers where you could just like send it to the printer and then it'll print like a Polaroid.
But a Polaroid is like a chemical reaction.
Right.
It's a chemical reaction
like
of like
another miracle.
Because I was like, damn, they took 200 of these. I was like, and they look great in this
shot.
You
know
like,
what? They would too.
Yeah, right.
After a while, it's just like slipping through. You're like,
our smiles fading.
Yeah. Right. You would spend a whole day doing that too. We need to do 350 selfies.
It was because I had to sit there and like in the camera, you have to open a new pack and you get 10 at a time. So I had to sit there and keep printing.
Ooh, that was expensive
also,
too.
What he did was we took the picture on another, just like a regular digital camera. And he went into Lightroom and edited it to look like a Polaroid. So it's like a filter. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it looks so real.
I thought it was like a real Polaroid. It looked good.
It's crazy though that I don't understand the technology to make the, cause it's a developing Polaroid. Like you print it out and it's white. And then over time, the image starts coming like a normal.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
I don't get it.
That's incredible.
Did all of them look the same?
Every single one. Because
it almost has that like laminate over it too. Where
it's
you feel
like the border with like the little kind of like.
Bound. Yeah.
What camera is it called?
It's a Fuji film.
Instax.
It prints the Instax, but I.
It's this.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I've seen those. so fired up. Yeah, it's a perfect
for the Polaroids. Did you do something special so it developed perfectly, or you just like left it out like facing up?
You just so there's like a, it's kind of got the feeling of like a film camera where you know how you would take a picture and then you advance the slide to like go to the next picture, like the little thumb thing. You do that, but doing that prints the picture out.
Got it.
So you just go to the picture that you want to print, hit it, and then it prints. Hit it, and then it prints.
That's crazy.
And then they just start developing.
And so that's all you use for this camera. You don't like take pictures on it.
No, right? You can. Or,
but you haven't really. You just got that just for the...
I've had it for a while. It takes like really cool like pictures, and you can do like different edits. You can also do like print like double exposure pictures on it that come out like really cool too.
Cool.
Oh my God. I've never heard of this, it's this camera.
That's like it's out of an ad with like
look like an ad.
It's so perfect.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Right, you should hit them up.
Wow, that's really, really cool.
Since you already have the videos.
Right? So now that that's done, now we got to move on to the formal invitation.
Oh, right. Getting that all print. Making sure no typos.
Wait, what do you mean form? What?
So there's save
that's
the
not
date.
Formal?
It's called a save the date.
Formal.
So you give people a heads up. This is... Because for weddings, you do want to tell people in advance so people show up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I know. So I just didn't know you needed to do two.
Yeah, because it says formal invitation to follow. So you get people to save the date so they like have it on their calendar. And then the one that officially comes is the one that you RSVP with. Because now you've given people a little bit of a buffer time to know, oh, we can make it, we can't make it. Rather
there's
than,
also people in relationships. You don't know in 4 months if they break up. Yeah. Then you're like, okay, they're off.
Oh, that's too. I'm a partyful. I'm sending a partyful link to everybody twice.
Honestly, it's a great thing.
Just send it.
But yeah, then the formal there's has like more information that. Of like what hotel to stay at, like the time, and like you do the
really
RSVP thing. You choose
the
food.
But it was fun. Yeah. It was really fun doing
it. It was fun putting
our
it together.
Our whole island was like a shop we had going on.
We had some people actually save the dates because we like licked, or we, I don't know, we actually had a liquor like do it, but the envelopes stuck back to back and some people ended up getting like two of the save the dates because when Patricia put them in the thing, she just put the whole stack in and some stuck together.
Oh, man.
That
they
was
thought,
an issue.
They thought they could bring an extra person because they got two, right?
Yes,
honey, you save that on you.
That's what I'm anxious about because I'm like, I know how mail works, but I've gotten texts from people complimenting it. Like, I got it, but only like 10 people. I'm like, how do I even know it got to everybody?
Right. I
how?
Know.
That is true. Because a lot of mail doesn't get to people.
I know. Yeah. I feel like when we're shipping packages, we always get like a tracking number, but for just envelopes, you got to cross your fingers. And
You should send like a text to everybody though, just to be like, hey, just letting you know that you did get invited.
Well, they'll get the formal invitation too.
No, I'm saying if it doesn't reach them by mail, how would they ever know?
I can't text 300 people.
I think when you texted, did you text people like, what's your address and stuff?
Yeah.
People know an invitation is coming. Okay. Yeah.
Stamps are really weird, by the way.
Yeah, very weird. And now you have to physically buy them, where you can buy them,
how expensive they are.
Yeah.
How much is each stamp? Or like,
it
sorry,
depends
a pack
where you're sending it to, but.
So some letters we found out will require you to put 2 stamps on it.
If it's too thick to go through the system.
So we were worried about the paper clip making it too thick to where you'd have to run 2 stamps because it can't go through like the machine. It'll like clog it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, the stamps can be like $1. I think the ones we got were, Jordan, what were they? 60 cents?
68 cents.
68 cents
per
each.
Stamp.
But like, I didn't realize that a stamp is you buying
the shipping.
The shipping.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, like, if you have the stamp and it's on it, you just take it in and then send it. You don't have to be like, can I pay for shipping this?
So if they don't see a stamp, do they just toss it?
I don't even know if they return it to sender, or I don't know how that happens. Or I don't even think a mailman will pick it up if it doesn't have a stamp on it. Also, with the cursive writing, because we had that on like our original ones. We had some get sent back to us because the machines couldn't read the cursive. So it's kind of better for the envelope itself to put that in standard print and make that so clear. Yeah. And also darker envelopes. Darker envelopes too. Like if you put on a green envelope, some machines just, it comes up just all black.
If you print it in cursive, does it catch it?
Sometimes yes, but sometimes no. But it can read handwriting. Like it's all, you just gotta hope for the best that it understood everything.
So interesting.
Heath, also, you can talk about when I was there, when I was looking, the post office, every single post office carries different stamps, and each register, each person had different stamps.
Oh yeah, like the person at the, when you would like go up to ask for stamps, it was dependent on which ones they picked that they wanted to, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, what are they getting commission off their stamps?
Like, it's so weird.
So each register is a different, like seven different stamp that they're selling?
Pamela, doing a lot good with the postage.
Is that how they, why do they do that?
I have no idea. It's just such an interesting thing. And then I was like, I kind of get why people collect them now. They're so interesting. And then there's forever stamps.
What's
like
forever
reusable
stamps?
Ones?
Ones that never expire. Apparently, some of them are only good for the year. Oh, some are,
right.
Oh, the non-expire ones are probably, what, $1?
It's so weird.
I think I've used an expired stamp one time and like they rejected it. I feel like I have.
But yeah, it was really fun putting it together. It was enjoyable, actually.
Enjoy the process. It's fun.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. We love you so much. And also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do an unwind. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut, bonus version of this. And then we also do a live Q&A month. We do an extra podcast every month. A lot of cool stuff on there. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
We'll see you in a sec, baby.
God bless.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.